あれでした。
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. No, it's very important that there is always transmitted sound vibration going on. And yeah, and spiritualizing the whole atmosphere. I welcome all of you for this initiation ceremony. I can imagine that our devotees who are in charge of the oxygen are grateful for a reminder to open the windows. Our Nita-chan, could you be a little bit, you know, open the window and just see that there is sufficient oxygen. There is also, I think we will have to see what we will do with our children. I hear that there is a children's room for playing. Hare Krishna Nikodya. This is your child. The name again? Ananya. Oh, exclusive devotion. Hare Krishna. Yes. I must say, I've just come from another planet. Let me just find out that our Simandaji Prabhu, who will be our priest and our Brahmin. What do we do now? I mean, do I give, please tell us, give some words for the initiation.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Welcome to the ceremony initiation. First thing, we'll make achama together. I will speak mantra for achama, and you repeat each word. And after mantra is finished, you take some in the left hand. You have some water in the right hand, and take water and say mantra: Om Keshavaya Namaha. Again, Om Narayana Namaha and Om Aravaya Namaha. These three mantras. And again, I chant mantra, you repeat. You again, Om Keshavaya Namaha, Om Narayana Namaha, Om Madhavaya Namaha. And again, same thing, three times. Okay?
Maybe we should have a translation for Stanko from the sacred land of Macedonia, or do you understand everything? No problem. Acha, I see. Brother, also no problem, or translation is necessary? Okay.
After the Chashima, we'll chant Brahma Samhita. Do you have all Brahma Samhita prayer?
I would need one of the prayer. Okay.
I'll chant now, and you repeat after me. Apavitra, Pavitrova, Sarvavasta, Gatopiva, Yasmare, Pundarikaksha,
Saha, Bahya,
Abhyantara,
Om Narayana Maha. Om Adavayana Maha. Om Apavitra.
Apavitra.
Apavitrova.
Apavitrova.
Sarvavasta.
Sarvavasta.
Gatopiva. Yasmare,
Yasmare,
Pundarikaksha,
Pundarikaksha,
Saha,
Mahya,
Abhyantara,
Abhyantara,
Shuchihi, Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu, explain the meaning of the mantra.
Please, we all want to know everything.
What do you want to explain? So this mantra is very significant because it explains how when we come to initiation ceremony we must be clean somehow. But if we chant that we remember the name of Lord Vishnu, we will become clean inside and outside. Just remembrance of Lord Vishnu will become purified. That's the meaning.
Yeah. And maybe since we are talking, there's a very wonderful explanation about the Archman ceremony. You heard how Samantha Dweep asked us to put a drop of water in the hand and then chant the name of the Lord on like Om Narayanaya Namaha. So what you're supposed to do is to produce this sound and water being really the carrier of information that you know from physics. It's the best carrier of information. Also you might remember the experiments of this Japanese scientist, Dr. Okimoto, water carries information. This is then swallowed, and by swallowing the mantra informed water, Om Narayana Namaha, that this water will come into your body, and since your body is 70% made of water, it will all become purified. Am I clear? Is it so this Archman is really first there's the mantra which Simanta Dweep has chanted, and then he instructed us how to do Archman. By doing this Archman you become totally purified. The elements in your body become spiritualized. That's the idea why you do this. And therefore while you do Archman, it's not that you look all over the place, Om Narayana Narayana Maha, but you go like and then you swallow it, and then your body is Narayanized, and Madhavarized, and Keshavarized. I like to say this because this is not just a foolish ritual, but it really is about purifying yourself. And thank you very much.
Now we chant Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Mahananda Govinda Sarva. Laksha Vikteshu Suravira Vipalayanta Lakshmi Sahas
Sampram Asevya Madha Govinda Madhi Purusham Aham Bajami Venu Kvanatta Maradim Tadalaya Darsham Parhavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundaranga Kanda Pakoti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobha Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Vajami Arola Chandra Kalasadvana Maya Vamsi Ratnangadam Kanayakeli Kalavilasam Shyamam Tribanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Anganiyasya Sakalendriya Vritti Manti Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Shiram Jaganti Ananda Chinmaya Sanujvala Vigrahasya Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Advaita Vashyuta Manadi Mananta Rupa Aryam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha Vedeshu Durlava Madurlava Matma Bhattau Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Antastu Koti Shatavatsara Sampragamyo Vayo Ratapi Manaso Munipungamanam Sokyasti Yatra Padasinya Vichintya Katve Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Eko Yasau Dachayitum Jagadanda Kotim Yashakti Rasti Jagadanda Chayaya Danta Andanta Rasta Paramanu Chayanta Rasta Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yadbhava Bhavita Diyo Manujasa Taiva Samprapya Rupa Mahima Shanayana Bhusha Sukhyaya Meva Nigama Pratitai Subhanti Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratipavitavis Tadirya Eva Nijarupa Daya Kalabhi Goloka Eva Nivasatya Kilatma Bhuto Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Manjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hidayeshu Vilokayanti Yamshyama Sundara Machintya Guna Swarupa Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ramadhi Murti Shukalami Amena Tishtha Nana Vatara Makarot Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Svayam Samabhavat Paramapumanyo Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti Koti Svashesha Vasudhavi Vibhuti Vinam Tad Brahma Nishkala Manantam Ashesha Bhutam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Maya Hiyasya Jagadanda Shatani Sute Vishaya Gunyata Vishaya Veda Vitaya Mana Sattva Varam Vipara Sattva Vishuddha Sattva Govinda Hari Purusham Namaham Vajami Ananda Chinmaya Sattva Dayamahasu Yakranitam Pratipalam Smaratam Upetya Lilaitena Bhuvanani Jayatyanasram Govinda Madhi Purusham Dhamam Bhajami Golokanam Nijatam Mitalechatasya Devi Mahesha Haridama Suteshu Teshu Tete Prabhava Nijaya Vihitascha Yena Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Shisti Shifti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka Chaye Vayasya Bhuvanani Vipati Durga Ishanurupa Matiyasya Chachesta Tesha Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Shiram Yathada Divikara Vishesha Yoga Sadhyayate Namitata Pritagasti Heto Yasambhutam Apitaka Sambhupaiti Karya Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Vipachireva Hidashantaramabhyubhetya Vipayate Vivitahetu Samana Dharma Yastahegeva Hicha Vishnu Daya Vibhati Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yatharanada Vajareva Jagisma Yoga Nidramananta Jagadanda Saloma Kupa Adara Shakti Mavalambya Param Samurti Govinda Madhi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Rasyaita Nishma Chittakala Matavalambya Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadanda Nata Vishnur Mahansa Hidayasya Kaladishesho Govinda Madhi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Vasvam Yatasva Chakadeshu Nijeshu Teja Siyam Kiyat Prakatayat Yamitadma Dada Ramaya Esha Chakadanda Vidana Karta Govinda Madhi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Yatpada Pala Vayugam Vinaya Kumbha Nande Pranama Samaye Saganadi Raja Vignani Hantu Malamasya Jagatrayasya Govinda Madhi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Agnir Mahi Gaganamambu Marudishasya Kalasta Dharma Manasiti Jagatrayani Yasmad Bhavanti Vibhavanti Vishanti Yamcha Govinda Madhi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Yachakshuresha Savita Sakalagrahana Raja Samasta Suramurti Rashesha Teja Yasya Gnayava Mati Samrita Kala Chakro Govinda Madhi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Dharmota Papa Nichaya Shutaya Sapansi Ramani Kirta Padagava Nayascha Jee Thank you.
What action? I have four questions for those who are going to be initiated. Now it's time to become extremely nervous. What is the highest deity? Krishna. You know everything. Second question. You should know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord of Lords. It's very important. You can discuss how was it that Balarama from Sarajevo knew the arts and you did not know. Now, second question. What is the main scripture? Not those who are not getting initiated. Krishna Laya. Srimad Bhagavatam. You know everything, Krishna Laya. Now, what is the most holy of all mantras? Ananda Gopal, you are the best of the Brahmanas. Now, this will be the most difficult question. Are you ready? Every one of you, Murari Chaitanya, now you need to think very deeply. What is the most exalted activity? Gopi Gita, is there a Brahmani more qualified than you in this whole universe? You know everything. No work surpasses the devotional service to Krishna. This is from one scripture, but I didn't make the note here. The highest deity we should know for certain is the supreme Lord of all lords is Krishna. The main scripture which describes him is the Srimad Bhagavatam. The most holiest of all mantras is Hare Krishna. Krishna, the Mahamantra, and the most exalted of all activities, what you can do with the body, is devotion service for Krishna. Hare Krishna. I know you didn't expect this. You prepared for all rules and regulations and measures that need to be. I was asking myself what I should speak about. When I prepared for this lecture, I had two audiences in mind. I felt I would like to address those who are taking initiation vows, and I also thought I would include those who are not taking initiation vows, but who have taken in the past or who are thinking to do so in the future. I have all, there's one audience, there are all of you here, but then there is the Mayapur TV audience. Are we on Mayapur TV?
Yes.
This camera, isn't it? Hare Krishna, dear internet viewers, welcome. And I know that many of you would have liked to be here in person, but I hear the broadcasting quality is very good, so you're most welcome. And I will also address you today. I would like to talk on the meaning of vows, because initiation is something where we take sacred vows. Now, I also know that in this modern time, this process of vows is sometimes not really appreciated very much. I know also that some of the devotees who have taken vows are reflecting, considering, and revisiting that again. And I thought, still we are taking vows today, and we should talk about this, why it is that we take vows, what is the quality of these vows, and so on. I won't talk very long. I will talk just very briefly from my own experience with the vows. I'm not yet sure if we have taken sufficient care of our children. Lalu, is this what you are doing? Maybe we can see that they are nicely taken care of, not on the cold corridor, but we have wonderful rooms for them. And
I don't think that's the situation right now.
Sorry?
That they have a room.
And they don't have a room.
Yeah. So this was yesterday.
So Narananda just went, and I think he learned. I'm always telling the devotees who organize kirtans, it's essential that we take kirtans rooms. It's essential we take care of the small little Vaishnavas. If they always feel, we put take them out of the room, we put them before the room, in the cold corridor, they will think to go in to the temple is just a punishment. And then they will not like to go, and then because the parents are very, very devoted servants of their children, they will also not come. So we must take care of our children properly. In addition to this, it's so difficult when you don't sleep and you have to talk, and then all the children are dissatisfied and you feel this, Good. I would like to talk today on the meanings of vows. The Sanskrit word is sankalpa. It means something slightly different than the English translations of vows. So sankalpa refers to something like an intention, something which you wish to do. And it's an inner orientation. And it is there with you in order to help you to navigate a difficult area and stretch of time. When we go on Braj Mandal Parikrama, we walk for 30 plus days all around Vrindavan. We take first our bath in the Yamuna at Mathura's Vishram Ghat, and then while bathing we pronounce a sankalpa. I wish to go for the 30 days around Vrindavan. That's my sankalpa. Now you do some little ceremonies and in order to solidify the sankalpa, you pray to Lord Hanuman or to Hanuman, and then you start to go. Now after the second day you feel you have lost your feet somewhere. On the third day you feel that you have lost your legs somewhere. at the end you feel even you have lost your head. It's so strange. But it is very powerful for you that those who have taken a sankalpa, that is an inner orientation, inner, something that they pronounce their intent, can nevertheless go, because sankalpa gives you a certain strength. On Brajmanda Parikrama, you can notice that also when you do Govardhan Parikrama, especially when you do this very particular Parikrama. I'm thinking of Dandava Parikrama, which, by the way, is not that everyone has to do this. I'm just saying the sankalpa that you do at the beginning, before you started, will somehow be with you and energize your organ and inspire you. When we do our japa retreats or kirtan retreats, we always ask those who participate to take in the beginning a sankalpa, and we guide them how to do this. And we have seen that this sankalpa during the 7 days that they are on retreat acts almost like a friend who in times of need gives inspiration into the ear, or inspiration of the life. Sankalpa helps us to aim our life in a certain direction. And if we apply focus and energy on our sankalpa, if we remain focused, I want this, I want to circumambulate the land of Vrindavan in 30 days, we remain focused on this and we are prepared to put some energy, we will reach that goal without any inner orientation or inner sankalpa. People just cannot reach their goals so good. This is seen also in material pursuits. For instance, someone wants to run 40 miles or wishes to cross the Adriatic Sea by swimming, or do anything which is a little more difficult than going to the shop and buying some chocolate. When someone does take a sankalpa, it is seen he can reach the goal, but someone who has no sankalpa, it's very difficult. And there are many seminars now offered in the world where people are trained to focus on goals and so on. It's often the mode of passion and not... Anyways, I don't want to... It's not interesting what I think about this, but in spiritual life, we can apply sankalpas and they can become our friends. People sometimes criticize the devotees of Krishna consciousness by saying, they say, you make vows. There's even books are out now. Vows are not good. They pressurize you. They totally stifle your natural creativity. Not on the path. This is not good. But those who write or talk like this have not understood the meaning of sankalpa properly and attack something which is not the point of taking vows. They have not made the work to understand this carefully. The sankalpas which we do when we come to the initiating fire are meant to be our friends. They are meant to guide us, to give us an orientation, to energize us at times. Now, I know for myself, like yesterday, I could not chant my 16 rounds. because there was so much, so much, so many of you, and we came home, and it was like 11:30. Wow, I know what I would like to do now. Just go to bed, put some oil on the feet for better sleep, and then just go to bed. And then I thought, Sachinanda Swami, you have taken vows, and tomorrow you will ask devotees to take vows. Can you sleep peacefully in this situation by not chanting your 16 vows? And I said, oh, who said I don't want to chant? I'm chanting now. And I finished. I went up to 12 o'clock and then I had two more rounds. And I said, well, let me continue to chant these two rounds. I couldn't make it today, but I'm already at the next day. So I put them on the list of yesterday. So I know that making a sankalpa, it helps you. Without that sankalpa, I would not have chanted, and I would have slept. Sankalpa is very important if you do it in that sense. Now, here, my critics, is an opportunity to listen very carefully again. The vows will be tested. We live in a material energy, and it is not always possible, maybe, to chant 16 rounds. I will now give an example which is very easy to understand. Maybe we are ill, and we have to rest, and we lie in the intensive care station, or we are just giving birth when we are in our 12th round. You know, we have to interrupt for a while as we give birth. You know, I'm giving some examples which everyone will agree with, and to say, yeah, this is not possible. There are, of course, other situations in life, situations with which the life throws at us. I want to request you to always be fixed on your sankalpa. It is good. And if you, for some reason, cannot chant your 16 rounds one day, then do everything to make it up. Because when you break your own sankalpas, your own intention, you break something inside of you. Something which is called discipline, determination, the ability to do sacrifice for a higher goal. It is, you harm yourself when you do not follow your sankalpas. And you shouldn't harm yourself. You should support yourself on your way. As long as you have this goal to keep this, chant your three Gayatri mantras at the time, and if it is not possible for some reason, Krishna will help. It is said, when, for instance, a person who has made the sankalpa, I will chant my Gayatri mantras at the three santhyas, those who take Gayatri initiation know what that is. And for some reason they are engaged in seva and just can't do it. Then the Shastras say, Krishna sent 60,000 saints to chant the Gayatri mantras for you when you do seva. Let us study this statement of the Shastras a little bit. This means if you are intending to do it right, there will be a solution. It's the intent. sankalpa is an intention. If you remain fixed on the Lord, then the Lord will not come and punish you if you do something you are not able to do it. But you must remain focused on the goal and not do what sometimes modern people do who have not understood our philosophy properly. They can't do this, cannot at one time do the 16 laws, and then they begin to attack the very principle of chanting a fixed number of rounds to give lazy excuses for their inability and justify it. That's not good. Then you cover the process of bhakti with something in it. Then you're no longer on the path, really. But we have a merciful Lord. As you have heard in the seminars, bhakti must be your goal. As long as you have not reached perfection, keep bhakti as your supreme goal in life. Now, to make it very clear, because sometimes misunderstanding is there in the Kali Yuga, I'm not saying don't follow your vows. If someone has heard this, you must play your tape recorder on back and hear it again. And so on. I'm just saying that sankalpas, or the inner intention, is necessary. It points us in the direction where we need to go. We should always keep our sankalpas, because if we break them whimsically, we break something in us, which is called the determination and the spirit to sacrifice something, and so on. That is the first statement. When it happens that we cannot fulfill our 16 rounds, we should not make layman's excuses. We should just chant the remaining rounds the next day. But this should really stay in it. This should be exceptions, Ausnahmes. Hare Krishna. At the initiation, traditionally, five things are given. The mantra, this comes from the Sanat Kumar Samhita, the mantra is given. That is the Gayatri mantra, but also the name is given. It's the holy name, and it is also the name of the initiates. Then the tilak is given. That is the sign for us Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we have this tilak. There are other Vaishnavas who have slightly different tilaks, or very different tilaks, but we are giving our stamp. We are Gaudiyas, you have this tilak. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, when you go with our tilak, that's not good. He would send his students who came to him and who had forgotten to put tilak back, put your tilak on. Yeah, otherwise you look like a dead man. He would say like this. You become alive by spiritually alive by being connected with the parampara, an ancient teaching which uses a sign, the tilak. In the old times we learned something which I would really like to repeat here, that you can't put on your Gopi Chandan tilak, with the yellow clay, you can do this with the water. You can say the words Om Keshavaya Namaha, you put it with the water. Tilak protects us. Tilak, it means we place the names of the Lord on our body, and it will protect us. I don't know if you are interested in these details, but this is, you know, we have a tradition, and I think it's nice to know all these things, why we do things, and then take the benefit of it. So we need mantra, na, tilak, yagya, and tapa. Tapa is something which in the Hare Krishna movement is the four rules and regulations. It's an austerity which we do to get to decrease materialism in us and karmic reactions. Yes. Krishna. So here we, in this wonderful ceremony, I want to thank all of you that you have become determined to become initiated Vaishnavas. That's a wonderful enrichment to our family. Our family is increasing now with you entering into the Vaishnav family by taking sacred Vaishnav vows. It's a great source of celebration for all the other devotees, and the devotees should feel, these young people, they take initiation now. They should get our blessings. They should get our support. We are on their side. We help them. That's very important for me to say. When you take initiation, you should enter a community of care which will help you. And I therefore very much like the presentation from yesterday at the disciple meeting, where Madan Mohan and Manu Nandini, and actually Rajesh, who was not present unfortunately, he was in India, presented to us this community of care, which is an online community which really creates the spirit in us to also take care of each other when we are offline. You know, online means, I think, when you are hooked in the computer, in the internet, and when you are offline, you are not in the internet. I hope this sometimes happens to you. When you live the normal life, then the community of care should go on. I'm always feeling very, very tender in my heart, moved to see devotees stepping forward and becoming very serious about Krishna consciousness. And I know that Prabhupada will smile upon you with affection and will bless you in your spiritual path. I know he was always very, very joyful. He would say when he would give initiations that this is now for the pleasure of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, his own spiritual master. When I am giving initiations, I always pray for each one of you on the list that Prabhupada will shower his mercy on you, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Panchatattva, will bless you, and that Radha and Krishna will bless you, so that the journey which you have undertaken will be successful, and that you will go with superior strengths. I'm very happy to give today five first initiations, and I think here's the list, four second initiations. And I believe it's time now to call the devotees forward and give them their names.
We have to put this name bit.
Oh, wonderful.
I don't know who have this, you know.
Okay. Please. Yes?
The kids would like to come also.
The children would like to, this is a good time now to come for the children and tell them it's a sacred festival, they get a banana if they're silent. Well, if we can't. if you can't live up to the promise, better not tell them. Yes, welcome. Hare Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. Right. I wanted to just. I'm sorry, I'm a little tired, but I'm determined to do my service here. Those who get first initiations, I think you all know the main emphasis of this is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, which you now do with a commitment to fulfill a certain number. And and the scriptures, it is said, when we take this commitment, we show the holy name that we are really not indifferent. We care for him. We spend time with him. When you have a friend and you don't give time to the friend, then the friendship will eventually break and the friend will move away from you. So the same is with the holy name. If you don't give time to Krishna in the form of the holy name, after some time you just can't relate any longer to the holy name. He has left you. He's disappointed in the distance. Yes, welcome. Please come with the children. So I would like to ask first our Vlado from Zagreb. We have two Vlados today to come. Please pay your obeisances. Vrindavan Bihari Das. Krishna. Of course we know what is Vrindavan, and Bihari means he who walks through Vrindavan and enjoys it. And he's the enjoyer of Vrindavan. Those of you who do not know, Vrindavan Bihari is doing so much wonderful service in the congregation, and he's also Mr. Technical. He built, and he has a wonderful wife who is the beloved of all the Vaishnavas, Subhadra, and wonderful that marriage, protect Vaishnava marriage, but both serve Krishna. So I saw that you went to Vrindavan and you appreciated it so much, even on your first visit, that later then. 2 months ago when I thought, not 2 months, we're just very recently decided, just a week ago or so, and I thought very deeply. And this picture came into mind that you like Vrindavan, and I thought, Vrindavan Bihari Das, the servant of the one who likes Vrindavan. Alright, our next devotee is Dr. Stanko. Hare Krishna, Dr. Stanko. Your name is the best name. Shyam Gopal Das. Siam Gopal, I think we all know Siam is the name of Krishna, and Gopal is also the name of Krishna. It means really the blackish Gopal. That's the best name. Right?
Siam Gopal from OK. Yeah.
Then we have Bhakti Lena. Your name is Lavanga Manjari. Lavanga Manjari is Manjari name of Srila Sanatana Goswami. Servant of Srimati Radharani. So, Lavanga Manjari is known for her service attitude. And, she has a fashion shop, which is called, I think, Namaruchi. And it looks really like you should get a bag, with, you know, like fashion bag, you know, fashionable. And Namaruchi. Like Kevin Cool or something, some fashion. Hans Boss or something, you know. So very passionate going to the opera. Nächste Mal, Susi, nächstes Mal, frag den Caroline, bitte. Dein Name ist der beste Name. Kalindi Priya Devi. Temple there, and Priya is dear to Yamuna, who's very, very, very dear to Srimati Radhika. So, if we manage to be dear to a devotee of Radharani, like Kalindi, oh, then we are dear to Radharani without any doubt. So, Kalindi Priya. Kalindi Priya has two wonderful little children. Is living in the Langenthal temple. What is the name of the temple? Is it Gorakhpur Thai Mandir? We did it?
Gorakhpur
Yoga Center. Super. So, and her husband is someone out of this world. Gopal Krishna Prabhu, you might know, who preaches very nicely Krishna consciousness, and who may look at this moment at the Mayapur TV if he is still living, because he has to take care of the two children. So the last devotee is another Bhakta Vladu, but this time from Sarajevo. Did you think I would forget you? Madhava Das. It's not Venu Madhava, it's Veni. This is a deity. This is Krishna who lives in Prayag. It's a confluence of the Yamuna and Prayag. It's a holy place. And Lord Chaitanya would come regularly to this deity, Veni Madhava, and chant with tears of ecstasy in his eyes. So I hope that this name will bring remind you. It's the name of Krishna, Veni Madhava. Very beautiful name. And I like this name so much. I would often say it, Veni Madhava, Veni Madhava. Veni Madhava, come here, Veni Madhava. Hare Krishna. So, fine. There are also four devotees who receive second initiation. You should definitely, I mean, just to have that music, it's worth to be initiated. We will say all the four, and then we will make some auspicious noise for the devotees. So the devotees who obtain the second initiation will be Gopi Gita. Gopi Gita, were you initiated here, or I believe in Singhachala, isn't it? Singhachala. Krishna Laya, Krishna Laya, such a wonderful devotee from Hungary. Subangi, Subangi. Subangi's whole family is here. There's Upananda and Govinda Prabhu is there. And somewhere, there's a little Sarasvati. Where's Sarasvati? Wonderful. Yes, it's here. And there's another child also. Balaram, isn't it? Balaram. It's a whole family of Vaishnavas. It's amazing. Amazing what service they do, Sarasvati. And then there's the blissful Gopal, the Ananda Gopal, who is preaching in, is it near Virovitica? Near Varashim, yes, Varashim. Also receives second initiation, also a wonderful devotee. I request you all to chant happily, Gaur Premanandi. Wow, that sounds really ecstatic, isn't it? All right, so
would you like to come here? Or?
Yes. Madhumati, not Madhumati, is but the child. There's someone, you can put the names maybe somewhere that the devotees, that you can write your name down and spell in their words. Maybe Amarananda will take care of. But just at the door we can. Thank you.
blessing of the Lord. Prajapati Vishnu Dishihi Prati Vanda Shri Vishnu Devata Agni Stapana Viniyogaha Om Bhur Bhuvasva Om and I will chant mantra, and after each pronounce Vaha, to throw some grains in the fire. Just small pinch of grains, not so much. You know. Have so much mantra to chant. Okay. Om.
Chaitanya Deva,
Krishna Chaitanya Deva,
Sri Radha,
Sri Radha,
Krishna Pada,
Krishna Pada,
Sahagana,
Sahagana,
Lalita,
Lalita,
Sri Vishakhanvitamcha,
Sri Vishakhanvitamcha,
Swaha.
Bhutale,
Srimate,
Sachinanda Swami,
Iti Namine,
Nityananda,
Priya Presya,
Dinabhadre,
Triparkava,
Hari
Sankirta,
Bhutair,
Nehase,
Saranam
Bhava, Swaha,
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 Namah,
Vishnu Padaya,
Krishna Prishtaya,
Bhutale,
Srimate,
Bhaktivedanta Swami,
Iti Namine,
Namaste,
Saraswate Deve,
Gauravani, Pracharine, Nirvishesha,
Sandhyavadi,
Paschatya, Deshatarine, Swaha.
Siddhanta
Sarasvati
Namine
Shri Varsha Bhanavi Devi
Dhaitaya
Kripadaye Krishna Sambandha,
Krishna Sambandha,
Vijnana,
Vijnana,
Bhaine,
Bhaine,
Prabhave Namaha,
Prabhave Namaha,
Madhuryojvala,
Madhuryojvala,
Premadya,
Premadya,
Shri Rupanuga,
Shri Rupanuga,
Bhaktida,
Bhaktida,
Shri Gaura,
Shri Gaura,
Shakti,
Karuna Shakti,
Vigrahaya,
Vigrahaya,
Namostute,
Namostute,
Namaste,
Namaste,
Gauravani,
Gauravani,
Shri Murtaye,
Shri Murtaye,
Vinatarine,
Vinatarine,
Rupanuga,
Rupanuga,
Virudha Apasidhanta,
Virudha Apasidhanta,
Vanta,
Harine,
Swaha,
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 Nama,
Gora Kishoraya,
Sakshat,
Vairagya Murtaye,
Vipralamba,
Rasam Bodhe,
Pujaya,
Te Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Namo,
Bhakti Vinodaya,
Sachidananda,
Namine,
Gaura Shakti,
Swarupaya,
Sajjana Priya,
Sajjana Priya,
Shri Vaishnava,
Vaishnava,
Sarvabhauma,
Sarvabhauma,
Shri Jagannathaya,
Shri Jagannathaya,
Te Namaha,
Te Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Panchakalpa, Yasya, Vipashindu, Yahevacha, Patitana, Avanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha, Swaha,
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 Namo Maha,
Vadanyaya, Krishna Prema,
Krishna Prema,
Pradayate,
Pradayate,
Krishnaya,
Krishnaya,
Krishna Chaitanya,
Krishna Chaitanya,
Namine,
Namine,
Gauratvishe,
Gauratvishe,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Panchatattva, Krishna,
Krishna,
Bhakta Rupa,
Bhakta Rupa,
Varupaka,
Varupaka,
Bhakta Avatara,
Bhakta Avatara,
Bhakta Kya,
Bhakta Kya,
Namami,
Namami,
Bhakta Shaktika,
Bhakta Shaktika,
Swaha,
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 Hey Krishna,
Hey Krishna,
Karuna Sindhu,
Karuna Sindhu,
Dinabandhu,
Dinabandhu,
Jagatpate,
Jagatpate,
Gopesha,
Gopesha,
Gopika Kanta,
Gopika Kanta,
Radha Kanta,
Radha Kanta,
Namostute,
Namostute,
Swaha,
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 Jayatam,
Mater Gati,
Mater Gati,
Sarvasvasi
Matsarvasva
Matsarvasva
Madam Bhujo
Madam Bhujo
Radha
अस्तु दृष्टिर अस्तु ओम शांति शांति शांति
Mantrahina, Piyahina, Bhaktihina, Janadana, and Pujitamadeva, Paripunana to it, Avara Sahasrara, Kriyatehana Samara, Dasu Hamiti Mamata, Shamas Pamara Sudan, Swaha. I'm gonna